Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonov El Esav Ochiv Artsa Seyers Deyedim. Yaakov sent messengers, Machlokes, if it's Malachim Mamish or Stam messengers. Vayitzavay Sam Lamer Kaysaymer Ladanila Esav, so you shall say to my master Esav, Koy Omar Avdecha Yaakov, Im Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan, I sojourned with Lavan, and I remained with him till now. So Rashi brings down two pshatim in Imlov and Garti. One pshat in Garti is I was like a ger. I wasn't an important person. It's not kedai to hate me for the brachas. The brachas were not mekuyim. I was a ger. I wasn't anybody choshev. Dabar acher garti is begamatria teriyag kaloymar im loven harosha garti v'teriyag mitzvah shamarti loylamadet din ma'isav haroyim. So the Kliyoker points out lechayru would appear that these are two different pshatim in garti. It's a little bit strange that the two pshatim should mamish be diametric opposites of each other, because the first pshat is saying, is putting himself down. I was a nobody, I was nobody choshev. And then the second pshat is mamash the exact extreme opposite. And love and garati, tayyag shamarti, loyalamarati, maisav haroyim. So what's the pshat? It's a little bit hard to understand how the same word can imply the exact two opposites. Secondly, practically Yoker, if Yaakov Avinu wanted to be miraculous that he kept the tayyag mitzvahs, he should have said it in favorish. Why is it saying in the word garti, when we figure out it's a gematria, he should have said the message openly. So the Kliyoker says that these two pshatim do not contradict each other, but they complement each other. Yaakov Avinu's Iker message that he wanted to deliver to Esav was that the brachas were not mekuyim, and it's not kedai to hate me for it. But Esav could come with the taina. The reason maybe why the brachas were not mekuyim was because you were in the sviv of love and you didn't keep the mitzvahs, you brought it upon yourself. But I'm still angry that you took away the brachas. So on that, Yaakov Avinu said, "In lovam garati v'taryag mitzvah shamarti in afal pike, I didn't get the brachas." So the two pshatim really, they go hand in hand. It's also nishmeinen that the reason why I didn't get the brachas was because I didn't keep the mitzvahs. I kept the mitzvahs and still I didn't get the brachas. That's why the Torah's Meram is in Garati. I was a ger despite the fact that there was Taryag. That's why it was Meram is in the word Garati. I was a ger, the brachas were not Mekuyim, despite the fact that I kept Taryag, as I learned the Klei Yoga. So you do have the question, how is it Shayach to say that Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim, all Taryag mitzvahs? First of all, it's impossible for any one person to be Mekayim all Taryag mitzvahs. That's number one. And Befrak perform out in Torah, because he didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, he didn't have the Avodah. Furthermore, Yaakov Avinu was in Chutz La'aretz, mitzvahs HaPluyos Ba'aretz, he couldn't be Mekayim. Furthermore, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, so that clearly he wasn't Mekayim. So what's the Pshat of the Taryag mitzvahs Shamarti? So there's many Terutzim that are said to this question. Number one, Yesh Aimrim, those that want to answer, that there are numerous mitzvahs that Chazal say, if you mekayim the mitzvah, it's like you mekayim kol ha-teira kula. For example, limud ha-teira. If you learn teira, ki lekayim kol ha-teira kula. Shmir Shabbos. Keep Shabbos as shokel connected kol ha-teira kula. Tzitzis is another mitzvah that shokel connected kol ha-teira kula. So Memele, Yaakov Avinu, told Esav, I did those mitzvahs which are shayach to be mekayim, and that are shokel connected kol ha-teira kula. And Memele, I kept Taryag mitzvahs. The Tazal HaTorah gives a different Torah. Machshava Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa. And Hayos, Yaakov Avinu Zichur had the Machshava to be Mekayim mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it as if he was Mekayim. As a matter of fact, there are those that learn Pshat, the Taryag mitzvah Shomarti from Vo'aviv Shomaris HaDavor. He was mitzapa, he was waiting, anticipating. When will I be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah? If somebody is anxious to be able to do something, that gufa gives him a chibur to the mitzvah, so it was considered as if he was Mekayim. The Sefer Tzemach David written by a Goyin HaKadosh of David of Dinev, Zuchusi Agaleinu. He was the son of the Bnei Yisasa. So he brings down, he says a pshat al pi what he heard from his father, the Bnei Yisasa. Zuchusi Agaleinu, ma'is with the Baal Shem, the Helig of Baal Shem, Zuchusi Agaleinu. At one time, the Baal Shem was together with his Talmidim, and he was in the house of a Goy, and in the Goy's house there was an Avodah Zarah. And when the Baal Shem left the house, he told his Talmidim that he's in tremendous simcha right now, Favos, because in this small amount of time he was in the Goy's house, he was zoich to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Favos, because there was an Avodah Zarah over there, and Avodah Zarah has a din like Tzoya, and it's also to be Mahara and Divrei Torah, in a place which is Metunah. So it comes out that he was Zorin is Machshavah, not to think in any Divrei Torah, it was like he was Mekayim a Prat of Avodah Zarah, and if you Mekayim Avodah Zarah, it's like you Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rav David of Dinov wanted to say, Lefi that's Pshat, when Yaakov Avinu said, in Lovan Garti, the Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, because Lovan's house was Mole Gilulim, it was Mole Avodah Zarah, so Pasha, that when Yaakov Avinu was inside his house, he couldn't think and learning. Memela, that was a form of being Mekayim, the mitzvah of staying away from Avodah Zarah. And Ashal, if you say it was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So I saw the Sefer Gitzei Yoyra, a Goyin of Getzel Fried Shlita. He asks, that if you keep something of Avodah Zarah, you Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, is if you kept a prat in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. For example, if a person had an opportunity to be Nehenna from Avodah Zarah or to do something of Avodah Zarah and he didn't, so he gets schar like he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. But over here, not learning in a place of Avodah Zarah, that's a mitzvah v'hayim achnecha kodesh. That's a mitzvah in Talmud Torah. You're not allowed to learn in a place which is Tameh. But what shaykhs does that have to kiyum mitzvahs Avodah Zarah? I think the answer is Pashin, because the very fact that he didn't learn B'makom HaAvodah Zarah means he holds his tzoya. That means he's mevatel the holding of Avodah Zarah. That gufa, holding that Avodah Zarah has the din of its tzoya, that's the biggest bitl of Avodah Zarah shayach. That gufa, he was mekayim, kol HaTorah Kula. That's what I think the pshat is in that answer. So a beautiful vort from Heiliger Moshe Leib Sasser, Schusse Yogan Aleinu. Yaakov Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yato Amarta, Heitiv Eitiv Imach. You said, I will definitely do good with you. V'samti Azaracha Kechoil Hayom. I will place your children like the sand of the sea. Ashalo Yisofer Meirov, they won't be able to be counted. So what's this double lashon of Yato Amarta, Heitiv Eitiv Imach? Moshe Leib of Sasa said, Rabbi Nishalaylam, everything that you do is good. Komanda Abid Rachmon Olatav Abid. It's Vadai, everything that you do is good. But there's different kinds of Taivas. There's a Taiva that's a Taiva Mitoich Taiva, that we're able to see clearly what the good is. And there's a Taiva that comes Mitoich Rad. Be'etzim to us it looks bad. But we know Komanda Abid Rachmon Olatav Abid, that Zichr is for our good and we have a moon. So therefore, I'm asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should give us a Zamin Toiveh, that we can see clearly that it's a Toiveh. Just like Yaakov Avinu said, V'atom Arta, Heitiv Eitiv Imach. I want a Toiveh Mitoicha Toiveh. I don't want a Toiveh where Be'etzim it looks bad and I can figure out that ultimately it was for my good. Heitiv Eitiv, I want a Toiveh that's Mitoicha Toiveh, that I'm clearly able to see the good. And that way he also teaches, Hoidel Hashem ki toiv, ki li'olam chazdei. The emes is we have to praise Hashem because he's good, ki li'olam chazdei. His chazdei is in everything. We want Yisrael to be able to see and to say it clearly, ki li'olam chazdei. Everything is not good, ki li'olam chazdei. Over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, yoimano Yisrael, let Klal Yisrael be able to see, clearly see the toiva. And they should be able to say Kili Eilam Chazdei. The famous confrontation between the Sar Shel Esav and Yaakov Avinu. Vayomer, the Sar Shel Esav said, Shalcheni ki ola hashochar. Send me, let me go. Couldn't go on his own. He needed Yaakov's rishus to go. Shalcheni ki ola hashochar. Vayomer, Yaakov Avinu said, Loyashalechacha, kiyim berechtani. There's a very dicker shtickle from the Chofetz Chaim over here. Chofetz Chaim says, you have to understand, in this maisa that took place over here, Bechlau, in the outlook of the entire world, this Vaday has an effect on the Bria, and Vaday, there's a certain hashkofa that we have to take from this in the entire world events. Maisa of a similar banim. You have to understand what happened there. In the beginning, the Sar Shel Esav comes, he wanted to kill Yaakov. He at least wanted to be Mazikin. So Vayar, Kilo Yochaloi. He couldn't overcome him. So Vayiga Bakafi Reicha, at least he was Mazikin. But it sounds like the Sar Shel Esav came here to do much worse. Right? He saw he couldn't do that. Vayiga Bakafi Reicha, Vateker Kafgerach Yaakov Eyovki Imai. So he came with a rugza, he came mamish to kill Yaakov. So how is it all of a sudden he turned into a little lemela? Shalcheini, could you please send me away? What's going on over here? From this violent malach, he comes and he asks Krishus, please let me go. Like, what happened in the interim? What's the Dogishen? How did he change from one extreme to the other? So the Chofetz Chaim says that the answer is mamish written over here. Vayeovik ish imoi ad alois hashachar. He wrestled with him until the morning came up. And that's when he said, Vayeim shalcheini ki ola hashachar. Dr. Chofetz Chaim, that's the key to everything. The Lila is a remez to Golus. That's where the tzaras come at night. You have all the robbers and all the animals coming out. And that represents the Golus. And that's when the goyim in the night of the Golus, they want to destroy us. But that only is temporary. That's only ad alois hashachar. When the light of Mashiach will come up, when there's going to be a clear vision in the world, the morning will be here, and the Kavod Hashem will be revealed, then everything is going to come to an end. Says the Pasuk says in Tzvanya, Ki yoz afaych el ha'amim sofa brura. Then I will turn around to the nations a clear speech. Likrei kulam b'shem Hashem la'avdei shchem echad. They're all going to unite to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in fact, the Chofetz Chaim, how's that going to happen? B'shalom HaKlal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amayim and Har Sinai, he opened up all of the heavens, all of Shemayim, and we're able to clearly see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalit Ba'ilomai. He rules and he runs through the entire world. But you don't find anywhere Hashem's going to do that for the guy. So what's going to happen all of a sudden that the goyim in 1 second, and his mashmah is going to be in 1 second, because he says the lashon of the pasuk yos ahafaych, like somebody turns over a keli, it turns upside down. That's the way the goyim are going to turn upside down. So what's going to happen all of a sudden? So he says, Marshal Ahmad Avidayim, he says, there was a group of people that were walking through the forest, and there was a certain path there to let them go through the forest. So a big, gigantic forest. Slowly but surely, it's getting darker and darker and darker and darker. Finally, it's pitch black. And that's when they went totally off the derech. And they're wandering here and they're wandering there. And this one's trying to follow that one. And they're bumping into the trees and into bushes. And they're getting hurt. They're banging, they're screaming. Mamish, it's a bahala. And they're going around in circles the whole night. Until finally, in the morning, it turns light. And one guy says, hey, the road is right over here. The road is right over here, and they all go on that straight path. And then they were on the spoil. How's it shaykh? We were so close, yet we were so far, and we were wandering when the road is right there. The Teretz says, Kozman is dark, you're not able to see. Once the light comes up, then you're able to see clearly. That's what's going to happen with the goyim, blessed love it. Right now, it's not shaykh. You know, you wonder, how low can the world sink? How much lower can the world sink? Alta tells the Rebbe used to say, in Yiddish, Azoyis Nishto Ashirin Gadlus, Azoyis Nishto Ashirin Katnus. The same way there's no limit to how great a person could become, that's the way there's no sheer to how low the Bria could sink. You see it on a daily basis. It's getting lower and lower and lower and lower. But that's only because when there's darkness. When there's darkness and people are not makir that there's a Bayri Yaylam and they're not makir his values, then everything is topsy-turvy, sugar, the craziest things in the world. But once that light is going to be in his gala, then everything will be clear. And that's what happened with the Malach over here. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the Maisa of a Simon Labanim. What's going to happen to the rest of the world? The minute the shachar comes up, the most violent guy and the most rabid anti-Semite and the biggest apikoiris, they're going to see the light, and then all of a sudden they're going to turn mamish the exact opposite of what they were. And this malach is a remnant to that. Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as gid hanoshe. For this reason, the Yidden are not allowed to eat the gid hanoshe. So Chaim HaKadosh says a few words over here. And the way it's touched up is ma'idik. Pirish. L'tzad shen is da'azeh ha'gid mimkor ha'kedusha. That sinew was removed from the source of the Kedusha. Yaakov Avinu is the source of Kedusha in the world. And that chelik was removed, and the Koyach HaTumah got an in over there. So every place in the world that has a shaychus to what that represents was affected by this. Bir HaDvarim, Simcha Zisel, Roided, Heaven of Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal, he says, Yaakov Avinu is the Dmus. That is the epitome of Adam, Tachas Kisei HaKadosh. He represents all of mankind, and Adam is the Shalit on the entire Bria. He has the Kayach over the entire Bria. So if any little movement happens over there, the whole Bria shakes. So if something happened to the Gid, whatever that represents, that means the Makor HaKedusha, the symbol of perfection, who has a shlita on the entire universe, something moved over there. So everything throughout the entire world shakes, had a tremendous effect. So because of that, we don't need to get on nausea as a remembrance of the tremendous ramifications that came about because the gid was moved on the Adam HaMerkava that's under the Kisei HaKadosh. Now we don't understand all of the ramifications. We don't understand what that represents in the Bria. However, the Ramban does bring down, and the Medrash does bring down. The Ramban says, "Vayiga b'kaf yureichoi, vayarki lo yocholoi." He saw that he couldn't have a shlita over him. "Vayiga b'kaf yureichoi, eli yitzi yureichoi." He's referring to future generations. Said Doyer Shal Shmad, generation of Shmad, where the goyim tried to shmad us up, and they were geyser on us, gzeiros that we weren't able to keep the Torah. And there were times that for learning Torah and for keeping mitzvah, those shreklach yisurim that they had to go through, where Torah was kamat nishtakah. I mean, the Ramban says about the Chashmei Noam, if not for the Chashmei Noam, then Chas v'Shalom Torah nishtakah from Yisrael completely. So that's Eli Yotzi Yerecha, Vayiga B'Kaf Yerecha, Eli Yotzi Yerecha. The Medrash says another pshat, Vayiga B'Kaf Yerecha, the Yerech is the support of the body. Elu tamchin da'iraisa, and these are the supporters of Torah. That the riches are where the people don't really understand what Torah is, and the male, you know, Torah dikim meisters have to go. They have to push it, you know, go around scrambling for money because the money is in the places where they don't understand what Torah is. But whatever it is, the touching of the kaf yerach of Yankiv had tremendous ramifications. The Sefer HaChinuch says another reason. In the time of Gid Hanosh, it's a remez for Yisrael. It's supposed to be chizuk for Klal Yisrael. That even though they're going to be soibul tremendous tzoras in the golas at the hands of the nations and the hands of Bnei Yisrael, they should be batuach that eventually they're going to come out victorious. They're not going to get totally destroyed. No, their children will continue and their names will continue and a goyel will come and he will eventually be goyel the miyad tzor. How do you see that? You see that from Yaakov Avinu. Over here, the malach. A malach compared to a human being. Like, what chance does the human have to stand up against the malach? Afal pi ken, Yaakov Avinu was able to fight and survive, and he bested the malach. So the not eating of the gid hanosh is supposed to give a skizuk. We should not be miyayish in the golas. The Da'as Zakenim brings down another pshat in what the gid hanosh reminds us of. Hayos, the sons of Yankiv, did Shaloika Hagen, that they let him go out alone at night, and they didn't escort him, and that's why he was attacked. Alkenel Yochel Bnei Yisrael is Gid Hanoshe. It's sort of like a shtickle punishment that because you didn't go out and escort him, Hashem, if he's there, you get to lose the Gid Hanoshe. So the Taisus Ahatayri asks a question. Gid Hanoshe is not exactly the biggest delicacy. Doesn't have any time whatsoever. So what exactly is the Einish in the fact that we don't have Gid Hanoshe? So Tosis wants to answer, even though it doesn't have a tam by itself, but if it gets mixed up with other maicholim, it answers up the whole thing, because it's a berry, it's a complete aver, and a berry afilu be'elef is loy batel, it doesn't become batel b'roi. So the question though is, that thing is only a dimid rabban, it's not menat Torah. Torah is trying to tell us over here that because, you know, you didn't do this, because of that, the Gidan Anosha won't be bottled, it's a shtickle shvet. So the Rosh Yeshiva of Chabin, Rav Baruch Shimon Schneerson, he says that the Oynish is, it's a big tircha to gouge out the Gidan Anosha, the traboring process is a big tircha. You didn't want to be matriach, to be Moab, your father, Yavgir, so now you have to go through the tircha of Nikar HaGid, right? And the lesson from over here is that whenever a person thinks he's saving tircha by not being medakdik in a mitzvah, he ends up with other tirchas. That's a lesson that we could learn from over here. Don't think that you're saving yourself a tircha by being lax in a mitzvah, because it's going to end up giving you other tirchas. V'yakev shoma kitime es dina bitoi. Ubonav hoyu es mikneyu basod, his children were with, sons were with the mikne in the field. The hechrish Yaakov ad boyom, and Yaakov Avinu remained silent until they came. The Medrash says about this, hado dechsiv v'ish tvunois yachrish. A man of understanding remains silent. So you have to understand what's shot in the Medrash, what was shot. A man of understanding remains silent. It's mashma. The Yaakov Avinu's remaining silent took understanding over here. What understanding did it take? Tzveitens, you have to understand why Taka was Yaakov quiet, and why did he leave the asin for his sons? Why didn't he do anything about it? So Shimon Schwab says, a moridike pshat over here, based on the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas daf lamed gimel amud aleph says, G'doylo nekama shenitna ben shtei oisius. Nekama is great. It was mentioned between two shemus of Hashem. Shenamer, it says in Tehillim, Kael, Nekama is Hashem. Nekama is mentioned in between the two names of Hashem. So Schwab explains, what does that mean? We know the Gabi Torah and mitzvahs, La'ilun Yaskadun Torah, Shaloi Lishma, Shemitok Shaloi Lishma, Bo Lishma. And that could be with other mitzvahs as well. But when it comes to Nekama, that klal does not apply. There's no such thing as a nekama shalai lishma. Why is that? Because the pasuk says in Hazinu, li nokam v'shilem. Nekama belongs to me, and it's upon me to pay back those that did something wrong. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could really do nekama. So if a person wants to take nekama, if he does it totally lishma, totally l'shem shamayim, so then he could say, I'm acting as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nekama really belongs to Hashem, and I am now the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to carry out this Nekama. But once there's a little bit of Negius involved, a person's own personal interest, you're no longer the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you can't do the Nekama. So apart from the Chassam Sofer, Achen Yesh Hashem B'Makim Hazeva, Anochi Lo Yadati. If you want to measure that Hashem is in this place, there can't be any Anochis involved. Anytime there's a slight self-interest, then there's no Hashem b'makom hazeh. So by nekama, there cannot be a shaloi lishma. By nekama, it has to be totally lishma. Now Yaakov Avinu, besides the fact that, you know, this was a chilul bas Yisrael, klal Yisrael, chilul kedushas Yisrael, which that's a shamayim dekiinyan, Yisrael, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a chilul of a bas Yisrael. But Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he had his own personal negiyas, favos. Because it was a personal affront to him. He was misakin, Chazal say, that Yaakov Avinu, it's a Gemara on Shabbos, Yaakov Avinu was misakin for the city of Shechem, Matbeyas, Shvokim, Erchatzois, he got into takonos for the city, right? So how could it be that the very person that made such gevaldig gezach, now they spit in his face and they do such a terrible thing to him? That's the hepech of HaKor Satay. So Yaakov Avinu had a personal embarrassment over here. The Mela, that's why he did not do it himself. Yaakov Avinu thought it over. He said, to take Nekama, you have to be a total agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm afraid that I have my own personal negiyas over here. So he waited for the sons to come, right? And by the sons, it says that when they came, they heard ki timei yedina achaisam, and then they took nekama l'shem, you know, the emes de gezach, but they had no personal interest over here. So that is pshat in the medrash, the ish tfunois yachrish. A person that makes a cheshben hanefesh, a person that contemplates what my actions are, what truly motivates me, what's my emes de gezach, the ish tfunois yachrish, and that was the role of Yaakov Avinu. I just want to say over a short vart that Schwab said. It says a very nice vart. Uvnei Yaakov Bomen Hasode Kishalom Vayisatzvu Hanoshim Vayichol Lehem Oid. It says Vayisatzvu Hanoshim. The men, they were sad. Now, why did the Torah call Bnei Yaakov men? Most of them were ketanim at the time. Rashi says in a different makim that Levi at that time was just bar mitzvah. Reuben and Shimon were a little bit older than him. But most of the Bnei Yaakov, they were younger than bar mitzvah. They weren't bar mitzvah, so why do you call them men? So partially you could say that maybe Enoch and Ami is going on Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, and it's not going on the rest. But the Schwab says of art that Nebuch, Yiddish, and Kindlech, they become men overnight because of the tzaras that they suffer in Golas. And this was a tzara that was like suffered in Golas. It was diamond to that. Because they were living in the sviva of the Gaia. And this was a simon of the future of how much we're going to have to suffer from the Goyim. Yiddish Kindlech Nebuch and the Golas, they became Gedolim overnight. Unfortunately, they became too mature too quickly because of the Tzaris. Memela, the Torah calls them Anoshim. I just want to finish B'chi Toiv, the nice Maisa that I saw. Panavizharov was once on a subway in New York. He had money that he had collected, L'Toivis HaYeshiva, he had an envelope stacked with money. And all of a sudden, he finds himself surrounded by a circle of Shchayrim. You know, and it didn't look too good for him. So Panavizhiro, who was a genius, was quick thinking on his feet. And he says, maybe you could tell me this address. How do I get to this address? Do you have any idea how I get to this address? Say, oh yeah, we're going there right now. We're going on the way there. Come with us. We'll take you there. So kids are nice. The train stops. You know, the door opens. So Panavizhiro says, after you, chulid, you know, things. They all walk out. He stays behind. Doors closed. Zayis mishtag. Says from Lushal. So Panavizhiro said, there's a nice of a simon laban. Because in the pasuk it says that Esav said, nisov and eleichav eilchul and egdecha. Let's travel together. So Yaakov Avinu, he answered him back. He said that, you know, that the children, it's hard for them to go. You know, so he was just being Makai, and that was Yaakov Avinu said. And that saved the day for him. Let's see this. Agut Mishadas.